This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured every woman in the country that his government will eliminate every obstacle standing in the way of women's reservation. Addressing the nation last night, the Prime Minister said those parties opposing women's reservation will not be able to prevent the nation's women from increasing their participation in Parliament and the state assemblies. He said the BJP and the NDA's resolve to empower women remains unwavering. He said it was deeply painful to see that when this legislation in the interest of women was defeated and parties like Congress, DMK, SP and TMC were applauding. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured every woman in the country that his government will eliminate the obstacle standing in the way of women's reservation. The Union Cabinet gave approval for the creation of a domestic insurance pool named Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool with a sovereign guarantee of 12,980 crore rupees to facilitate continuous maritime insurance coverage. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the pool ensures that Indian trade continues to have access to affordable insurance for vessels carrying cargo from any international origin to Indian ports and vice versa. The Cabinet also approved the release of an additional installment of Dearness Allowance to central government employees and Dearness Relief to pensioners with effect from 1st of January this year, representing an increase of 2% over the existing rate of 58% of the basic pay or pension to compensate against price rise. In Tamil Nadu, campaigning has geared up for the assembly elections as the single-phase voting is to be held on 23rd of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Modi criticized opposition parties for not supporting the Women's Reservation Bill, alleging that they failed to prioritize the welfare of the women. Addressing a rally at Kudisia in Coimbatore while campaigning for NDA partners, Mr. Modi said the DMK-Congress alliance had focused on promoting family interest rather than empowering women from ordinary backgrounds to enter parliament and state assemblies. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections has intensified across West Bengal. Senior leaders from the Bharatiya Janata Party addressed rallies in different parts of the state. Leader of opposition Shubhendu Adhikari held a rally in Nandigram in Purva Medinapur district, while Dilip Ghosh addressed a gathering in Kharagpur. The BJP leaders targeted the ruling Trinamool Congress over alleged mismanagement and corruption. On the other hand, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee claimed BJP would face defeat in the assembly elections. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reviewed the ongoing situation in West Asia and assessed India's preparedness during an informal meeting of a group of ministers in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting was attended by External Affairs Minister Dr. Ajay Shankar, Minister of Chemicals and Fertilizer J.P. Nadda and other union ministers. During the meeting, the Defence Minister described the situation in West Asia as uncertain and volatile and said India must be ready for both de-escalation and any possible escalation. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has conducted a high-level review of the current status of the agriculture sector and preparations for the upcoming Kharif season. During the review meeting, the minister emphasized that farmers' welfare is of utmost priority and added that the government is fully prepared to address the potential El Nino impact. He directed at secretary and the concerned senior officials to ensure that all necessary arrangements are well made in advance to safeguard farmers' interest. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 10 runs at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. Putting to bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 194 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs, riding on Abhishek Sharma's 59 and Hendrik Closein by 59. In reply to Super Chennai Kings would only manage 184 for 8 in their 20 overs. And that's the end of the news bulletin.